Module 2, Lesson 1, More Introductions. You will now learn some more words and phrases which will help you to introduce yourself or a friend to a Saudi and enable you to have some basic conversation with the Saudis on military topics. 1. One of the most important words which you need to know is the word for I. It is...
Anna.
Listen to how it is said.
Anna. Anna. Anna.
Now say it after the speaker.
Anna. 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 Anna.
If, for example, you want to say, I am a lieutenant, you are already able to do so. Remember that words such as am and is have no equivalent in Arabic. Also, there is no word in Arabic for a or an. A lieutenant in Arabic is simply mulazim, that is, lieutenant. So the sentence, I am a lieutenant, would be literally, I, lieutenant.
Ana mulazim.
Now you say it after the speaker.
Ana mulazim. Ana mulazim. Ana mulazim.
2. Another vital word for you to know is the Arabic word meaning army. It is...
Jish.
Listen to it.
Jish. Jish. Jish.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Jish. 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 Jish.
If you want to say the army, that would be il-jish, just like the lieutenant, as you already know, is il-mulazim. Listen and repeat.
Il-jish. Il-jish. Il-jish.
In the very first lesson, you had the word fi in the two expressions fi amanillah and fi amanil kareem, both of which mean goodbye. Perhaps you remember that fi amanillah literally means in the protection of God, and fi aman al-kareem means in the protection of the generous one. The word fi means in. Say it after the speaker.
Fi. 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 Fi.
When you meet a Saudi off post somewhere, you may wish to say to him, I am in the army. In Arabic, that would be...
Ana fil jesh.
Listen.
Ana fil jesh. Ana fil jesh. Ana fil jesh.
Repeat.
Ana fil jesh. 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 Ana fil jesh.
Do you remember how to say, I'm a lieutenant? It is?
Ana mulazim.
If you want to say, for example, I'm a lieutenant in the army, that would be?
Ana mulazim fil jesh. Ana mulazim fil jesh. Ana mulazim fil jesh.
Let's hear you say it after the speaker.
Ana mulazim fil jesh. Ana mulazim fil jesh. Ana mulazim fil jesh.
3. Okay, now supposing you get promoted and you are no longer a lieutenant but a captain. The word for captain in Arabic is
naqib.
This word contains the K-like sound which is said far back in the throat and which we write as a Q. Listen to the word for captain.
Naqib. 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 Naqib.
Now repeat it.
Naqib. 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 Naqib.
Can you tell us that you're a captain? You were right if you said...
أنا نقيب.
Repeat it.
أنا نقيب. أنا نقيب.
Now try to say, I'm a captain in the army.
أنا نقيب في الجيش.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أنا نقيب في الجيش. أنا نقيب في الجيش. أنا نقيب في الجيش. أنا نقيب في الجيش.
By now you know a number of officers' ranks. How do you say lieutenant?
ملازم.
What is captain?
نقيب.
And the word for major?
رائد.
And how about lieutenant colonel?
مقدم.
Now tell me that you're a lieutenant.
أنا ملازم.
Tell me that you're a captain.
أنا نقيب.
Okay, now tell me that you're a major.
أنا رائد.
And finally, tell me that you're a lieutenant colonel.
أنا مقدم.
Four. Now let's learn the word for officer. The word is...
ضابط.
The first sound is the emphatic D, and the word ends with the emphatic T. Listen carefully to how it is said.
ضابط. 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 ضابط.
Now you say it after the speaker. Remember to make your whole tongue tense and raise the back part of it toward the top of your mouth.
ضابط. 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 ضابط.
Now tell us that you're an officer.
أنا ضابط.
Now see if you can say, I'm an officer in the army. It would be...
أنا ضابط في الجيش.
Now repeat it after the speaker.
أنا ضابط في الجيش. أنا ضابط في الجيش. أنا ضابط في الجيش. أنا ضابط في الجيش. أنا ضابط في الجيش.
Five. If you are stationed in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, you will be encountering members of the Saudi National Guard. Therefore, you will need to know the Arabic words for the National Guard. The word for guard in Arabic is...
Haras.
Notice that it begins with the heavy H sound. Listen again.
Haras. 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 Haras.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Haras. 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 Haras.
The word for national is...
Watani.
The T sound in the middle is the emphatic T. Listen.
Watani. 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 Watani.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Watani. 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 Watani.
All right. You know the word for national and the word for guard. Now listen to how these two words are put together in Arabic to mean National Guard.
Haras Watani. Haras Watani.
Notice that they literally mean guard national. In Arabic, words like national, being adjectives, come after words like guard, which are nouns. Listen again to the Arabic for National Guard.
Haras Watani. Haras Watani. Haras Watani.
You say it.
Haras Watani. Haras Watani. Haras Watani. Haras Watani. Haras Watani.
Now let's add the word for the, which would make it the National Guard, that is, the Saudi National Guard. Do you remember the word for the? It is il. So the Arabic way to say the guard would be?
Il Haras.
Say it after the speaker.
Il Haras. Il Haras. Il Haras. Il Haras.
In Arabic, the word il goes not only with a noun like haras, guard, but also with any adjective like watani, national, which describes such a noun. So if we want to say the National Guard, that would be
il haras. Il watani. Il haras il watani.
Listen to it carefully.
Il haras il watani. Il haras il watani. Il haras il watani.
Now you say it, first word by word, then together.
Il haras. Il watani. Il haras. Il watani. Il haras il watani. Il haras il watani. Il haras il watani.
Let's say that you meet a member of the Saudi military and you don't know whether he's in the National Guard or the regular Saudi army. One easy way to find out would be to ask him, are you in the National Guard?
Inta fil haras il watani?
As you know, the word for you is inta. And since Arabic has no word for are, the phrase are you would simply be inta. So the question, are you in the National Guard, would be
Inta fil haras il watani?
Listen to it again.
Inta fil haras il watani? Inta fil haras il watani? Inta fil haras il watani? Inta fil haras il watani?
Now repeat it, first in parts.
Inta fil haras il watani? Inta fil haras il watani?
Now repeat the whole question.
Inta fil haras il watani? Inta fil haras il watani? Inta fil haras il watani?
End of module 2, side 1.